pardon my French, but you're an asshole.
What's going on, everybody? Thanks for tuning in to Pogo City Radio. I'm your host, Andrew Bedlam. We're going to get this snowy pogo moving with the Dead Boys. What's going on, everybody? Thanks for tuning in to Pogo City Radio. I'm your host, Andrew Bedlam. All right, so now, living in Easton, Pennsylvania, which is the border town to New Jersey, Phillipsburg, New Jersey, right across the Delaware. And, we're getting fucked up by snow right now, right? Like, it was supposed to come last night, and ain't nothing happened. And then, I don't know, maybe around 9 o'clock today? No, way later. I don't fucking know. Who cares about the weather that much? It's fucking snowy and cold outside. That's all I know. I was just out there shoveling. It's fucking snowy and it's fucking cold. So I thought I'd come up here and see what you guys were doing on your snow day. You know what I mean? Even though you can't tell me or anything like that. I guess you could tell me if you head over to
PogoCityRadio.com.
If you head over to PogoCityRadio.com or, hit us up on Facebook, Pogo City Radio, Google, Stitcher, Podbean, all that shit, iTunes. You guys can tell us how your snow day's going then. You can tell us if you guys got any requests for us. Tell us about any upcoming shows. Let me tell you about a little upcoming show, sold-out show, that the Pogo crew will be attending next Monday, St. Patrick's Day week. You know, it's not actually St. Patrick's Day, but catching the Dropkick Murphys and Agnostic Front at the Sherman Theater. Let's get to Agnostic Front now with one of their classics, And Gotta Go.
From the East Coast!
Gotta go!
some agnostic front on Pogo City Radio. All right, now we were at, if you guys listened to the one of the last Pogos, I believe it was a scenic Pogo. So we ended up actually making it to Tim's birthday and saw Mike Blanks there, and he came with this demo tape or unreleased tape that the Blanks, this is basically a rehearsal that the Blanks did back in the day before Tim was in the band, when Geoff was in the band, and the bass player of AFI after, you know, Brandon, the original bass player, and the Blanks parted ways, you know, he was in the band for a little bit, and then I found out this is actually the tape that Tim, the, you know, regular bass player for Blanks, fucking, this is how he learned all the songs originally when he first joined the group. He learned how to play the songs from this tape. And there's also some songs on here that Mike Blanks apparently does not remember ever hearing before or recording and has no idea what they're called. And we're going to play one of them right now. So I can't tell you the track titled. I guess we'll just call it some unreleased Blanks.
All aboard!
You know what I mean? Exclusively on Pogo City Radio. Now, you guys got to give me a second because I got to run over to the other side of the room, basically, to hit the play button on the goddamn tape deck. But it's all queued up. So here it is now.
All aboard!
So we have some unreleased Blank 77 on
Pogo City Radio.
Now, I'm going to take this tape and I'm going to listen to it through. See, really what it is, right? I got it last weekend. I'm going to chop it up and make it digital and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? And I got it last week, but I really haven't had the time to play it. And the tape deck that I'm using now, I used to have like a fucking rack system tape deck that I can't fucking find at the moment. I could have sworn I had it set up, but we don't really play tapes all that much, so I had to go with the backup, which is built into this turntable we have that doesn't function the greatest. So I'm gonna start cutting it up with that. That was the first time I listened to the song once, like as I was EQing it a little, trying to make it sound a little bit better, because I don't know, I don't know what year this would have been recorded, but it would have been after Up the System and before Killer Blanks, so somewhere in there. And yeah, so you know, look out for it. I'll put it on YouTube or some shit like that. So let's get back to the music. And by the way, you always gotta love it when you go to someone's birthday party and you get gifts, because I actually got some more gifts, but we'll tell you about it after the maybe after this next song. Here's the Dropkick Murphys with Firestarter Karaoke, coming off the first album, Do or Die, on Pogo City motherfucking Radio. We'll be right back. That was a Dropkick Murphys on
Pogo City Radio.
All right, so, you know, we got St. Patrick's Day coming up. We're going to that little St. Patrick's Day week show with the Dropkick Murphys. And last year, we did a St. Patrick's Day special. I know I said about a Christmas special that I wasn't going to do a Christmas special, and I did do a Christmas special, but I assure you, we will not be doing a St. Patrick's Day issue episode, but you guys can go back to the archives and look for last year's St. Patrick's Day special. It was pretty good. I remember that it came out good and it was fucking funny. We played all Irish punk rock, all fucking Irish punk rock. A lot of fucking bagpipes. A lot of fucking bagpipes. But, you know, it's good. That's good in March. Some awesome bands on there, you know, and go back, check it out. You guys can find it in the archives, iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play Music. Just go check out St. Patrick's Day Pogo. Now, as I said earlier, you know, it's always nice when you go to a birthday party and you're the one who gets the gifts. So now let's think about it. Now, I bought Tim a beer for his birthday. Did my part, you know what I mean? Got him an Amstel, I think he ordered, you know what I'm saying? And but I walk in and I get the blanks tape. And then Cody from Anti-Citizen walks in and he hands me a tape. Bricks Not Ballots. I'm guessing the latest Anti-Citizen release. And he also hooked me up with two issues. They're one of 75. The zine that the guys from Anti-Citizen got going on, Strike 3. So if you guys want to get a hold of that, hit up the band or hit up CG on Facebook. And they're doing 75 presses, prints, I don't fucking know, every issue, so go check them out, and they're really awesome. They got reviews in there. It's a typical, real, old-school, hard copy, I guess you would call it, you know what I mean, photocopied zine, fucking awesome, so go see if you can get yourself a copy. I am going to play a track off the Anti-Citizen tape now, and this should be I Hate On
Pogo City Radio.
Well, apparently, the tape is not rewound. So I guess we're going to have to flip that bad boy over and play the other side, which would be the track Bricks Not Ballots on Pogo City Radio. Right, that was Anti-Citizen on Pogo City Radio. Let's keep this shit rooted with some more Anti-Citizen.
I'm my fucking brains, I hate all of the banks stealing my money in your big fucking bank. I'm sick of the injustice, I'm sick of all this prejudice, I'm sick of being picked out on the street, always there to profile me, I hate all of the scum, I can't even walk without being stopped. I'm sick of never hearing the truth, I'm sick of the ever tightening noose, I'm sick of the shit and all the abuse, but most of all I'm sick of you, I hate.
All right, that was Anti-Citizen with I Hate. Now talk about some DIY shit, right? I have a tremendous amount of gear in front of me. Like, I have way more gear than I need. Okay. All right. Like, we're not recording fucking studio albums up here, let's be real. But we definitely have a radio station. You know what I'm saying? Like, this shit is legit. But yeah, really hard to run things like tape decks in this day and age in a one-man show at a separate, completely separate table. The tape deck is literally like 8 feet away from me, and I'm flipping shit over and rewinding shit and changing shit. So you guys deal with the little fuck-ups.
I may have fucked up here.
All right, you deal with them little fuck-ups. And by the way, you guys should try and pick up this tape from Anti-Citizen. They got, I believe they got it 4 colors on the tape. The one I have is red, and the artwork's awesome. I told them it just reminds me of fucking like early 90s Casualties. The whole fucking zine, the artwork, and it just looks like the flyers and the album covers. It's fucking awesome. Just stud it out the ass and big ass Liberty spikes. You know, who doesn't love them? Some of that. All right, so let's get moving with one of the bigger bands in punk rock, coming off one of the later records, Ha Ha. Here's GBH with Crush 'Em. We'll be right back. All right, that was GBH. He's on tour right now with the virus. Let's stick in the UK and do some blitz raising in the night. All right, that was Blitz on Pogo City Radio. Now, I had some tracks lined up. That I was going to play. And one of them was The Dorves with Trailer Trash. Now, sorry, we're not going to be able to play it because, you know, Ava just decided to stroll in here. So I don't know. I guess we got to clean up the show a little bit. How you doing, Ava?
I just want to go play the snow, make Frosty a snowman.
Oh, you want to play in the snow and make Frosty the snowman. Okay, well, maybe we got time for one more, Ava. How about we give these people one more track? All right, we're going to get out of here. Maybe with the Vanilla Muffins. But before we do that, I got to remind you guys to check out
PogoCityRadio.com.
Check out PogoCityRadio.com. And, you know, all the old shit, all the stuff we've done, everything we do is awesome. Go check it out and tell your friends. We appreciate it. See you next time. Here's the Vanilla Muffins with No Punk Rock in My Car. Let me say, you've got no class. You crashed my car into
Rose City Radio.